Okay, 4VWX. W4DJW. His tailgate's open. He's got stuff in the back of it, so he's coming back. I'd leave it open.
You knew what I was going to ask. Okay, I'm going to leave it open. I'm headed out right behind you, boss.
Okay. Take them home in the same quantity of pieces they came out in.
I'm going to... If it's nice tomorrow, I'm going to try to bring that Bloody Wonder out.
I'm thinking about putting the flight controller in the... Put the flight controller in there, or the camera one, in the Blixer, so we can look at it through goggles.
Up, ready to go?
All I need is a camera and a video transmitter. I might not have a video transmitter. I'll probably order one of those tonight. I don't have one of the latest. I have an old video transmitter that doesn't go far. I'll have to order a good one.
Hey, you know what might be a good thing for us to do tomorrow, and you might be able to prepare for?
Down there in two GPS sensors?
No. For me to bring my laptop out and mark the sites and equipment so that I can get my goodies on order.
Wait a minute. No, I sent you the links. You got all that. But no telling if they're still available, though.
Put it on the goggles. Didn't we kind of talk about the Orca?
Yeah, you need to study the Orca if you get a chance. You need to pull up the Orcas, pull up the Sky Zone, and if DJI is an option, the digital. And if it's not, just pull up the two, contrast and compare. Because they're saying, some people are saying the Orcas, although slightly more costly, are better than the Sky Zone. So I don't know. I think you need to try the Orcas and I try the Sky Zone.
That's kind of what we discussed before, and I'm kind of in agreement with that. So, anyhow, I'll go in there and look at it tonight. I've got two 32-inch monitors, and I can run the info side by side on the two displays, and I'll be able to study up with my new glasses.
The things you're gonna learn if you study it tonight is that with Orcas, you got to pick a receiver module. It doesn't come with a receiver module. You got to pick one. Whereas with the Sky Zone, it comes with one. But one of the things you're going to learn, too, is that a lot of people swap that one out for an aftermarket one that may be a little bit better. Or they're able to do both of them simultaneously.
All right. Well, and, you know, the other thing that we might want to consider is, you know, with the transmitter, I know they're digital, I know they're on specific frequencies, but what is the possibility of us, if we're in formation, getting crosstalk?
So there's like 16 to 32 different frequencies, and they put channel numbers to those frequencies because of racing. So when they're racing, that's a big problem because they'll have 130 pilots, right? So they got to make sure that the pilots don't, while somebody's racing, you don't turn on their frequency and blank their video out, or they see a video of you sitting in the cockpit. So we, only being two of us and there being like over 30 different frequencies, that's not going to be a problem. You'll pick one and I'll pick one. We'll have to do the same thing for telemetry frequencies. You'll have to pick a different telemetry frequency than I pick, or else they'll crosstalk. So that's all issues, but those issues have been solved. We just need to each of us pick our own frequencies for telemetry and video.
Okay, good. And we can do that when I place my order, right?
No, you get that when you buy a transmitter, and you get that when you buy a receiver. All transmitters are capable. All current day transmitters are capable of 32 5 gigahertz frequencies, and all receivers are capable of 32. 5 gigahertz different frequencies. And then you can do the same thing all over again with 2.4 gigahertz if you want to, or 1.2 gigahertz if you want to. Those go further, but they're not as clear.
All right, I'm learning as we go here. The more we talk about it, the more I'm picking up. So, all right, well, good enough. I'll look at the Orca, and I'll look at the Skyview tonight, and I'm probably going to have a few questions, so we may have a little skull session tomorrow. as nice to go home without any dents or busted fuselages or anything of that nature.
Yeah, nothing to fix. Just more work to do, adding more stuff. Got to get that LIDAR in there one day, too, for automated landing. But that'll come in time. But the thing that's holding me up on the getting the flight controller in there, it's all set up. It's ready to put in there with the two different GPSs, but I got to take those wings off, and I just don't like taking those wings off on the Blixer. It's kind of hard to get them back. Even though I did machine them so that the screws would fall in there and they would, like, get to a funnel so it would still point them in the right direction, it's still kind of hard to get them started.
Okay, now hold on. Tell me why you have to take the wings off to get this equipment up into the plane. Does it have to sit back there in that hollow underneath the wing, or does it go up there in the front?
Well, that's to be designed. I mean, we've got to get two GPSs because it just works so much better with two than one. One in each wing, and then it's got to come through the wing, down through the fuselage, down to the flight controller. Then you got to pick where you want the receiver to live versus where you want the flight controller to live, and they can't all live right there in the convenience of that package right under the hatch. They're going to get pushed back a little bit because there's going to be FPV gear in that little convenient package right underneath the canopy. So it's a planning session. It takes some planning to figure that out. Most of the time I'll draw that up in CAD CAM, and then I'll move them around inside a virtual model to see where they can fit and where they can't fit before actually starting to cut stuff.
Okay, and at that point you hope all the balance is good.
Well, that's why that battery up front is really, really good. We're flying a little nose heavy right now, and everything we're going to put in there is going to be on or forward of the center of gravity for, you know, the vertical center of gravity going down the fuselage. Everything's on, except, and then you put a transmitter in one wing and, you know, a video transmitter in one wing and a GPS in the other wing to balance it out and that kind of stuff, to balance it out horizontally.
Hey, you know what? Let me ask you something. What is the possibility of putting the camera just out from the fuselage on the wing?
You can do that, but it takes more. You can do that. But you don't get a full view of what's in front of you like you do in the nose. The noses on these airplanes have a hole in them for the camera lens to come out, and that's all that comes out is the camera lens. And the video transmitter, you got to figure out where you want to put it. You don't want to make your leads too long. There's just a lot of things that you got to consider about where, how far the video transmitter and the camera are apart, because that signal has to be shielded before it goes into the transmitter, or you pick up noise. Like if you run the video signal from the camera past the speed controller and it's not shielded, you see the pulses of the speed controller, and that's no good.
What about just plain braid? Because I can come up with some good braid to put over those leads.
Well, they make some really, really fine coax. I don't know if you've ever seen it before, but it's really, really fine, and that's the best stuff because it's lightweight. So you don't want to make your coax. You want to... really hard to work with, too, so you just got to be really careful with it.
All right. Good enough. Well, I'm about to pull into the hacienda, so I'm going to say, go home and relax there, brother. Get yourself in really good shape so you can put up with me tomorrow. You have a good evening, Dave, and I will talk to you again soon. I'll probably be checking into the net tonight, too, so I'll talk to you soon. KN4, BWA, I'm clear.
All right, good flying, Dave. I'll catch you on the net tonight. KN4 VWA, W4DJW, mobile. 4DJW, KB4CBA. Hey, David, how are you?
I am woe out. I tell you, I've been playing tennis in a clinic, and I'm getting a little tired.
can only do so much in a day, huh?
And I took the wife's Highlander into the Toyota place and got her free oil change and tire rotation. And kind of went round and round with them about buying a car, but they never could really get to where the price I wanted for my Mustang.
They had a new Highlander, or what? What are you looking for?
Okay, a 4Runner that's called X Series. It has an XP on the side, and the one I want is all black. Everything's black, even the rims. And they couldn't find the one I wanted, but anyway. It was just amazing how much. I got them to go up $8,000 on their first offer on my Mustang from their original offer.
I looked at a 4Runner one time. Those are nice. I'd like to have one, but they're kind of pricey.
Not too bad, really. What I'm asking for my Mustang, he offered me within $1,000 of what I wanted for it, but I just didn't like the 4Runner they were showing me, so I'll have to go back sometime and sit down with them and see what we can do. But I'm not in a hurry to get rid of my Mustang.
Gap, I was backing in down the driveway, so this will probably be my last one. But anyway, good luck with your search. I hope you find what you're looking for. I know Amy wants me to get rid of my car, my truck, and get something like that Highlander or a 4Runner or something, but I kind of like my truck. Anyway, good talking to you, Dave. Be careful. KB4CBA, W4DJW.
Well, enjoy your evening, and good to talk to you as always, and talk to you later. W4DJW, KB4CPA, mobile.